This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. WCHL, 71 degrees. A cloudy day. Isolated showers and thunderstorms mainly this morning, and then the afternoon will be pretty nice. Our high today in the low 80s. The Senate backed sweeping changes in the election process yesterday that will likely change the way we vote here in North Carolina. The bill proposes significant changes to the state's current election laws and also requires photo IDs at the polls. One form of identification that would not be accepted is student IDs, and some believe this is targeting the collegiate vote. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
As a result of these proposed election law changes, protesters, including UNC students, have been rallying at the General Assembly. UNC student body president Christy Lambden says he is concerned about how these possible changes will affect his peers' access to the polls.
I'm disappointed to see the introduction of the voter ID bill, especially if student ID is not counting as a form of voter ID.
House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans Tuesday to include provisions that go beyond a voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 to 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, and eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, among other provisions. Backers of the bill say photo identification will cut down on voting fraud, whereas opponents of the bill say it is a strike against the more liberal groups like student voters.
And I think that is putting a constraint on voting and making it harder for students to vote, as I think this will. I think means that the student voice is not going to be heard as easily, and that is ultimately incredibly troubling to me as a student representative.
The election law changes normally would have been subject to authorization under the Voting Rights Act, but the Supreme Court's recent decision exempted North Carolina from federal review until a new process is created by Congress.
I think the state legislature needs to focus on maximizing student participation in the election process, and I think to do that they need to make sure that students can vote as easily as possible.
For more information on House Bill 589 and the other provisions it entails, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Final vote of concurrence is expected in the Senate today. If passed, it will then go back to the House for a final vote and finally head to the desk of Governor Pat McCrory. WCHL News Time, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Mike Benson, Chapel Hill class of 85 and owner of North Carolina's most unique and eclectic restaurants, the Southern Rail, right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Built out of vintage railroad cars and the original University train station, we serve lunch and dinner and brunch on the weekends. We're open 7 days a week and offer free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Feast in a 1930s dining carriage and watch a train go by, or enjoy a fresh mint julep in the incomparable bar car, the Southern Rail. It will take you back.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Who should enforce Orange County's new smoking ban? Police and health officials say it's up to you. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details on this story. We'll have this story coming up for you in just a little while here from Elizabeth, but we can tell you that Orange County's new ordinance banning smoking in public places comes with a $25 fine for violators. Officials say it's more about empowerment than enforcement. It is empowering other people to tell someone that they're smoking and it's not allowed. Stacey Shelp, communications manager with the Orange County Health Department, says the aim of the ban is to educate people about the dangers of secondhand smoke and to encourage smokers to quit. She says the ban should make it easier for people to ask others to put out their cigarettes. Again, that coming up at the bottom of the hour. With growth in your community concerning some residents, two candidates for town council are making the issue a large part of their campaigns. WCHL's Rand Northam has details.
Political campaign consultant and professor at UNC and NC State, Jonathan Reel, says this is an issue in the forefront of many residents' minds.
While there has been a good amount of planning that's gone into developing, for example, a 2020 plan, I'm certainly hearing that there's a lot of questions that remain from folks who've been here their entire lives about what the impact of this growth is going to be and how fast it's going to happen.
Community Design Commission and Central West Steering Committee member Amy Ryan says Chapel Hill has offered its citizens a lot over the years, and the challenge is to maintain that in the wake of population and development growth.
People expect a lot out of their town government here, so I think living up to that expectation is a challenge. We have fiscal challenges now. We've got state and federal funding cuts.
Real says these fears about growth are compounded by concerns that storms and dangerous weather appears to be more frequent around the country, and Chapel Hill is not exempt from that.
The pace of development around town continues, and then the path it's been going, we don't know what kind of effect that's going to have on things like these catastrophic environmental events, which are no longer what they used to call 100-year events.
While community members have been encouraged to get involved in Chapel Hill's development planning, Ryan says the town council needs to include residents in the discussion when the actual developments start.
I think it's really important that we keep extending that community process forward as we talk about these important issues.
Real has worked on federal-level political campaigns, but says he has never tried running for office himself.
Things seem to line up right, and decided to try and take some of the professional experience I've had working in politics and try and put that into practice right here in our home.
Ryan says her time on the different local boards, especially the steering committee, has given her long exposure to the same issues the town council would need to decide on in the future.
Having that background in design and development issues helps me really understand those issues and the history behind them and help Chapel Hill to find a good way forward.
There are 4 seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council available, with only 2 incumbents running in this election. Election day is November 5th. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You may soon hear of new businesses in the Research Triangle Park that got their start just off Franklin Street. And part of their success could be due to a weekly program called 1 Million Cups. The program offers networking opportunities and more. Each week, 2 local business venturists present their startups to a diverse audience of mentors, advisors, and fellow entrepreneurs. The program meetings alternate between the launched Chapel Hill Business Incubator and RTP headquarters in Durham. Dinah Mills, the program manager at Launch, is one of the organizers for our local 1 Million Cups branch. 1 Million Cups is, as they call it, caffeinated or funded by the Kauffman Foundation, one of the largest supporters of entrepreneurship in the country, funding activities around the world. 1 Million Cups has member cities across the nation. One of the presenters on Wednesday was Ann Johnston, founder of Local Ventures, a website for small businesses to find and connect with reputable local vendors. We'll have more on this story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. 1 Million Cups happens each Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. It's open to the public. If you'd like to find out more about the program and how to get involved, you can read this article on our website at chapelboro.com. Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, or maybe an engagement ring, very special, one of the once-in-a-lifetime purchase, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Traffic moving along very smoothly right now. It's because there's not much of it. That situation will change later on in the day. When it does, if you spot any accidents or experience any unusual delays, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. And Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. If burgers are not your thing, enjoy Five Guys Grilled Kosher Beef Hot Dogs, dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomot Village in Chapel Hill. 71 degrees, mostly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms, scattered showers possible, mainly this morning. Our high today in the low 80s, chance for rain is 30%. This afternoon should be nice. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 65, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. So, actually, pretty good weather here for the next couple of days. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
The category tonight, British expressions for giving birth. Now, it's interesting. They have many interesting phrases and slangs that we're not familiar with because we don't live over there, just the same as we have some here that would not mean anything to the people in Great Britain. So now we have other top 10 other British expressions for giving birth. Here we go. This is for giving birth in honor of the royal baby Larry. Here we go, number 10, exiting the tube.
That would be a...
Number 9, premiering Mr. Bean. And number 8, piercing your Morgan. What? What are we talking about? Number 7, being tossed from the pub. And number 6, bucking the ham. Number 5, BBC section. Number 4, kicking out Pete Best. Number 3... bending it like Beckham. Any idea what that means? Number 2, blowing a crumpet through a trumpet. No, that can't possibly be what I think it means. And the number 1 British expression for giving birth, opening big in the West End.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013, Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
David Letterman, Top 10 List, WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz. The Atlantic Coast Conference says there are 4 Tar Heels to keep your eyes on this football season. Eric Ebron, James Hurst, Kareem Martin, and Trey Boston were all named to the 2013 preseason All-ACC team on Wednesday. Florida State led all teams in the conference with 6 selections, but the Tar Heels were not too far behind with 4. That was good enough for second best in the ACC. Offensive stars Eric Ebron and James Hurst were also members of the 2012 All-ACC team. Back for seconds, Ebron will likely hope to continue his solid play at tight end. Last season, he hauled in 40 catches for 625 yards while scoring 4 touchdowns, both Carolina single-season records for a tight end. On the defense, Martin and Boston will need to be key playmakers. Last season, Martin, an All-ACC member, tied for second in the conference in tackles for loss per game, while Boston snagged 4 interceptions at his safety position. Houston Dynamo defender and former UNC player Corey Ash was selected to play in the 2013 AT&T MLS All-Star Game to be held July 31st in Kansas City. This marks Ash's second appearance in the All-Star team. He was drafted by the Houston professional team out of Carolina in 2007 and has become a dependable left back for the Dynamo, having started 30 games in each of the past 30. In fact, fresh out of college, Ash helped the Dynamo claim the 2007 MLS Cup and was named to the MLS All-Star squad in 2011. Tar Heel fans can watch Ash play in the All-Star game July 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN2. And Carolina's Ryan Khalil says he won't be talking about the Super Bowl this preseason. That's the Carolina Panthers we're talking about here. The Panthers' three-time Pro Bowl center created a stir days before the start of training camp last July when he took out a full-page ad in the Charlotte Observer and wrote about the Panthers being Super Bowl champions. That didn't happen. The Panthers started 2012 slowly and finished the season 7-9, failing to even make the postseason. He didn't regret taking out the ad. He says he meant it as a rallying call for fans, not as a prediction. While he feels just as strongly about this year's team, he says it's a lesson that he and his teammates learned, the need to stay focused on the task at hand, take one game at a time, and not look too far ahead. It's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease for 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. Selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
625 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Charles Osgood. Scientists at Imperial College London are making plans to launch a manned mission to Mars. Astrophysicist Simon Foster insists that what he and his colleagues are planning is not too wild a scheme. In fact,
we'd actually use conventional technology. We'd call it like off the shelf. This would be rockets and kind of other type of equipment that we already have ready that we use in space science and missions. And we can convert this to actually take human beings onto Mars.
How they'd go about it after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent Auto Owners Agency. Find your local independent agent at AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including OneTouch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Imperial College's Mars voyage would include two separate vehicles, a lander and a crew quarters. They wouldn't be entirely separate. They'd be connected by a 180-foot-long steel cable tether, which they would set to spinning, astrophysicist Simon Foster tells the BBC.
It'd be kind of similar to the Apollo mission. We would have our mission spinning, or the spacecraft spinning, around a central point to actually create artificial gravity. And once we got to Mars, our spacecraft would separate, and just like it did on the Moon, it would launch this kind of capsule down to the surface of Mars and hopefully safely land our occupants, and our astronauts would get out and observe the planet.
Speaking of travel, Britain's Cunard Line used to advertise, getting there is half the fun. I imagine getting there is at least half the challenge.
One of the major challenges, I would say, is actually getting the human beings there safely and still healthy.
Well, at least they're still working on it. As are we, and the Chinese, and the Russians, and the Europeans. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carmel Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
It's the most anticipated event of the year for Triangle executives and management teams, the 5th Annual North Carolina CEO Forum, a business leadership event designed to stimulate new ideas you can put to work in your company. This year's theme is Innovation Across the Organization, with featured speakers General Colin Powell and John Chambers, CEO of Cisco Systems. The NC CEO Forum takes place August 22nd at North Ridge Country Club. Go to nccEOforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's nccEOforum.com.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the excellent Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms, scattered showers possible mainly this morning. A high today in the low 80s, chance of rain is 30%. We expect a pretty good weather for the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. All that translates to pretty good weather for the big concert coming up tonight, Sweet Carolina Concert Series with Jim Quick and the Coastline Band. Looks like pretty good weather. Don't have to worry about rain today, at least as far as the forecast goes right now. Those things have a way of changing. CBS, coming up next.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett in northwestern Spain. Rescue efforts after a major train derailment. This passenger threw an interpreter.
It's a disaster.
I was very lucky. We survived. But 77 people on that train did not, and about 140 others were hurt. Lydia Cannon was very close to that crash.
We heard a big bang. I actually thought it was a car accident.
And in the aftermath,
I only saw one person injured, a woman that had lost one foot.
No cause yet for that derailment, though officials say terrorism is not involved. In Madrid, reporter David Masterson says the train was moving pretty fast.
The recommended speed was 80 kilometers an hour. Local government is saying that the train was in fact doing 220 kilometers an hour. That's three times over the speed limit.
Reporter Bill Bond.
They're still searching. They're still pulling people or certainly bodies out.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
I'm Ron Stutz. One local teacher says your school's classrooms are filling up with students, but state budget cuts are reducing teachers' assistants and still aren't giving raises.
You can imagine having 40 or 50 kids in a classroom, not having a teacher assistant, not having the personnel that we need.
Chuck Hennessy is the president of the Chapel Hill Cumber Association of Educators and a teacher at Culbreth Middle School. He says one of the immediate concerns for teachers is a combination of $120 million in cuts for teachers' assistants and raises in maximum class size. The proposed cuts are one of the main focuses of the next Moral Mondays protest. Hennessy says he's also concerned by the money being put into vouchers for private and charter schools. He says that this will lead to taxpayer money going to fund all private education like it does for charter schools.
It's been hidden behind we're going to give these vouchers to lower income people. But what eventually results from that is that the lowest income people in the state end up paying the taxes to compensate and pay those vouchers for anybody.
Hennessy also says that vouchers require people to pay for the schooling first and then get the tax break later, so many lower income people will not be able to pay the upfront costs. Hennessy is especially critical of charter schools, which use public funds but are not regulated by the state's Department of Education. He says the necessary paperwork to maintain the school is minimal and teachers don't need to be certified. Included along with cuts in the state budget is an end of tenure for K-12 public school teachers, which Hennessy says means the end of teachers being able to argue their case in the face of a firing.
Based on the new charter school law, monies from the public schools' football programs, their drama programs, their band programs can be shared now with the school, even lunch and transportation funds, when the charter schools don't have to provide lunch or transportation.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools has a fund balance to make up for the education cuts at the state level. Hennessy adds that this fund balance will only cover for this year, and the town will have a $2 million deficit next year. The Senate backed sweeping changes in the election process Wednesday that will likely change the way we vote in North Carolina. The bill proposes significant changes to the state's current election laws and also requires photo IDs at the polls. One form of identification that would not be accepted is student IDs. Now, some believe this is targeting the collegiate vote. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
As a result of these proposed election law changes, protesters, including UNC students, have been rallying at the General Assembly. UNC student body president Christy Lambden says he is concerned about how these possible changes will affect his peers' access to the polls.
I'm disappointed to see the introduction of the voter ID bill, especially if student ID is not counting as a form of voter ID.
House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans Tuesday to include provisions that go beyond a voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 to 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, and eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, among other provisions. Backers of the bill say photo identification will cut down on voting fraud, whereas opponents of the bill say it is a strike against the more liberal groups like student voters.
Anything that is putting a constraint on voting and making it harder for students to vote, as I think this will, I think means that the student voice is not going to be heard as easily, and that is ultimately incredibly troubling to me as a student representative.
The election law changes normally would have been subject to authorization under the Voting Rights Act, but the Supreme Court's recent decision exempted North Carolina from federal review until a new process is created by Congress.
I think the state legislature needs to focus on maximizing student participation in the election process, and I think to do that they need to make sure that students can vote as easily as possible.
For more information on House Bill 589 and the other provisions it entails, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A final vote of concurrence is expected in the Senate today. If passed, it will then go back to the House for a final vote and finally head to the desk of Governor Pat McCrory. UNC student body president Christy Lambden is talking about another topic now. He says a task force set out to define the university's new sexual assault policy has decided the most efficient way to rewrite it is not line by line, but by looking at it with a broader lens.
We've broken it down so that in one half of the day, we discuss definitions, and in the second half of the day, we discuss process and how the process at UNC is and ways that we can streamline and make the process easier.
Lambden says the task force is making good progress. After two full day meetings, he says there's a lot of discussion between members of the task force, and there is a wide variety of opinion. When the group first met, some members were concerned that it would take some time for everyone to be comfortable talking in mixed company about the sensitive and often polarizing subject of sexual assault. However, Lambden says that members of the group have reached the point where they're comfortable expressing themselves.
There's been a certain bonding among the task force, and now everyone feels completely confident and completely at ease with being able to voice their opinions on all matters related to policy.
The task force has no set timeline, but members say they plan to have the new policy written by the fall semester. Who should enforce Orange County's new smoking ban? Police and health officials say it's up to you. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Orange County's new ordinance banning smoking in public places comes with a $25 fine for violators. But officials say it's more about empowerment than enforcement.
We are not going to take an active role in enforcing that. That would all be down to the Orange County Department of Health.
That's Sergeant Brian Walker, spokesman for the Chapel Hill Police Department. The smoking ban took full effect on July 1st, following a six-month educational campaign by the County Health Department. The ban covers all outdoor locations owned by the towns or county, including sidewalks, bus stops, and parks, as well as indoor locations that are open to the general public. Stacy Shelp, Communications Director with the Orange County Health Department, says the aim of the ban is to educate people about the dangers of secondhand smoke and to encourage smokers to quit. She says the ban should make it easier for people to ask others to put out their cigarettes.
That word of mouth, it's grassroots. It's empowering people to be able to say something, which is really what this rule really is about. It's letting people know it's okay to say, I'm sorry, I didn't know if you know, but smoking's not allowed here anymore.
The town of Carrboro has posted no smoking signs, while Chapel Hill has installed signs reminding residents to breathe. But nearly a month into the ban, many remain unaware of the new law. So the health department has organized a smoking response team to target public areas that smokers frequent. Shelp says the response team visited Franklin Street last week and plans to move into Carrboro by the end of this week.
They just walk up and down when they see people smoking. They go up and say, I'm not sure if you're aware that we have a smoke-free policy here in Orange County now. Just letting people know that it's there, asking them to put their cigarettes out. So it was very effective. That group on Friday talked to more than 100 people.
Shelp says the response so far has been positive.
I went out. People were, for the most part, very friendly. We got a lot of people saying, I'm completely supportive of the rule, or I know I didn't know, but I think it's great.
The health department is expanding its educational campaign to include more signage and advertising on local buses. But ultimately, Shelp says the enforcement of the ban will come down to word of mouth.
You know, it's all of our air, and we should be able to breathe it free of secondhand smoke. And so it's been exciting to hear how many people are appreciative and now feel much better about being able to say that to somebody that they see smoking around them.
The health department's website has a complaint form where you can report smoking ban violations, as well as resources for those looking to kick the habit. To find out more, you can check out this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You may soon hear of new businesses in the Research Triangle Park that got their start off Franklin Street, and part of their success could be due to a weekly program called 1 Million Cups. The program offers networking opportunities and much more. Each week, two local business venturists present their startups to a diverse audience of mentors, advisors, and fellow entrepreneurs. The program meetings alternate between the launched Chapel Hill Business Incubator and RTP headquarters in Durham. Dinah Mills, program manager at Launch, is one of the organizers for our local 1 Million Cups branch.
People are enjoying meeting other entrepreneurs, hearing about what they're doing, getting feedback on their business, and also, I mean, just great connections being made. The connection and the network is so important to a growing business.
1 Million Cups is, as they call it, caffeinated, or funded by the Kauffman Foundation, one of the largest supporters of entrepreneurship in the country, funding activities around the world. 1 million cups has member cities across the country. One of the presenters on Wednesday was Ann Johnston, founder of Local Ventures, a website for small businesses to find and connect with reputable local vendors. Johnston, who graduated from Carolina in May, works out of the 1789 Incubator, a feeder to the launch program.
This presentation, now a couple dozen more people know about what we're doing. Hopefully they'll tell their network. Word of mouth is huge. It's really important. And without support from this community, we don't have tons of marketing dollars that we can just throw around. So things like this are really helpful to us.
Besides the valuable networking opportunities, Mills explains that 1 million cups now offers the chance for companies to gain national attention as well.
Today, we're actually doing our first submissions as part of 1 Million Cups. We have opportunity to be on Dream Big America, which is a new national radio show. So we are hoping to have some of our companies profiled in front of 3.5 million radio listeners.
If you have presented it at a 1 Million Cups function, Mills says this qualifies you for consideration to be submitted. Program organizers will then pick nominees from the pool of previous presenters. 1 Million Cups happens every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. It's open to the public. If you'd like to find out more about the program and how to get involved, you can read this article on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock. Brian Thornburg has today's commentary. That's coming up next.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:43 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I have so much admiration for our friends and neighbors who are participating in the Moral Monday gatherings in Raleigh. Many of our local religious leaders and elected officials have been in attendance. Our own mayor of Carborough was arrested while peacefully protesting. Almost 1,000 of your neighbors have been arrested to bring attention to this cause and to try to sway the legislature toward less extreme measures. And the cause has gotten attention all over our state, the country, and the rest of the planet. I haven't yet attended a Moral Monday gathering, as I have work and family obligations that are a priority for me, but I want to do something to show solidarity and encourage our neighbors. Do you feel the same way? That you like what Moral Monday stands for, but don't necessarily want to go to Raleigh to get arrested just to show your feelings? I'd like to encourage you to go and support your friends, but if you don't, there's lots of ways to help push this movement forward. Check to see if your local elected representatives support Moral Monday and what it represents. If they do, let them know in a short call or email. If not, ask them why not, and that you would prefer that they do. Politicians really pay attention when a constituent contacts them. You could also contact any of the organizations that are a part of the movement and let them know that you agree. You might even want to throw them a little donation to help keep them going. Even tiny amounts, like $5, can help. Neighbors, the bottom line is we can all do something if we want Moral Mondays to succeed. If you're on social media, spread some good stories about the cause. Tell your neighbors on the street how you feel. You could even send a pizza to the gathering just to help keep them going. Be creative. It's worth it. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, time for a little Tar Heel trivia.
Tar Heel trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Gio Bernard finished the 2012 Carolina football season with 114 points, thanks to 19 touchdowns on the season. He became one of just five Tar Heel football players to score 100 or more points in a year. Leon Johnson had 100 points in 1993. Kelvin Bryant finished with 108 points in 1981. And Mike Voigt scored 110 points in 1976. Only one Tar Heel in history finished a season with more than the 114 points Bernard accrued last year. Can you name him? The answer comes up after this.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Only once in Tar Heel football history has a player scored more points in a single season than Gio Bernard did last year. Bernard finished 2012 with 114 points as a result of 19 touchdowns. The only player with more, Don McCauley, finished the 1970 season with 126 points, still a Carolina single-season record. McCauley had a remarkable 1970 season, leading the nation in rushing yards with an NCAA record at the time, 1,720 yards on the ground.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Get excited. Football season's not too far away. Tar Heels open up with force against South Carolina down in Columbia. And, of course, we'll have all the coverage for you right here on WCHL. 6:48, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Mike Benson and the folks at Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Now, let's all say good morning to Rand Northam, who's been working very hard this morning in the newsroom and is about to take a look at morning traffic.
Well, traffic is moving smoothly this morning. That's good news. Ron, I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. It was hairy last night. A bad accident on the Durham Freeway blocked that for multiple hours, but all things moving smoothly as they got that cleared up. And things are going smooth to start the day. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and it's brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, 71 in Carborough. Mostly cloudy today. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm this morning. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear. Low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So a couple of really pretty good days here on the way. Coming up next on WCHL, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, You can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Time for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actress Barbara Harris is 78 years old today. Jim McCarty, one of the musicians in the Yardbirds, 70 years old today. And Verdeen White in Earth, Wind, and Fire, 62. All right. Model actress Iman is 58. Married to David Bowie, I think, still. Cartoonist Ray Billingsley is 56 years old today. He does Curtis, the cartoon strip. Actress-singer Bobby Eakes, 52. Actress Catherine Kelly Lang, 52. Actress Ileana Douglas turns 48 today. Actor Matt LeBlanc is 46 years old today. He, of course, of Friends fame. Oh, let's see here. Actor D.B. Woodside, 44 years old today. Actor Jay Ferguson, who's on Mad Men, is 39. Actor James Lafferty, 28. And actor Michael Welch is 26. And classical singer Farrell Smith is 18. Some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Camille Andrews in Carborough has a big birthday today. Everybody say happy birthday to Camille. And Alan McShirley, local attorney. Well known for his work in the civil rights area. Alan McShirley has a birthday today. Our birthday winner is Laurie Policelli. Happy birthday, Laurie. Laurie turning another year older. No, not older, just better. Laurie Policelli gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fulham Boulevard and at Metamont in Chapel Hill. Laurie Policelli, happy birthday from UPS and WCHL.
All right, it's 97.9 FM and WCHL. Ron Stutz here with the trivia man, Freddie Kugger.
Yes, it is. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me. Thanks for unlocking the door, for providing me access and a stage for which we may have pleasant and sundry activity.
You see that microphone right here?
Yes, sir.
You see this microphone over here?
Yes, sir.
We are recording a live album. We are recording a live album here tonight. This is your album. Thank you for letting us be on it. Oh, boy. How you doing, Freddie?
I'm doing good, man. It's all good. Hey, you know what? It just hit me.
Good to be in concert with
July 25th. Today's my dad's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dad, I miss you. Yeah. I love you and I miss you. Yeah. July 25th.
How long has he been gone, man?
2001. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, okay. 12 years.
Enough of that. I miss him.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what that's like.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, my
sure
mom.
A lot of you folks out there do.
My mom died about 20 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And other special people in my life have passed away.
Yeah. So, wow.
We all know. Yeah. We all know about that.
You know what? They stay within us. They stay in our head and our heart.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Take them right here. Right
yep.
There.
Yep.
Right here next to my heart. Yep. Remember that bit they used to do on Hee Haw?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm picking. He's
and
grinning.
I'm grinning.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a perfect segue. Because
oh, it
today's
is?
Category is...
How can that possibly be?
Comedy teens.
Okay.
Comedy teens. Folks, I was looking for my opening after I took us right off the road.
Yep.
Well, comedy teens.
Got a little random there for a minute.
Yeah,
but...
we did. All right, here we go. On this very day, my friend Ronald Stutz, July 25th, 1946.
Okay, Fred Wagoner Kiger.
That's correct. What is your middle name?
What is my middle name?
Yeah.
Justin.
Ronald Justin Stutz.
Fred Wagoner Kiger.
Yes.
I used to hate Justin when I was growing up because it's different. Now I like it because
yeah,
it's different.
Now, yeah. Hey, yeah, I like Justin Timberlake, man.
No. Come
okay.
on.
On this very day, back in 1946, Ronald Justin Stutz, two men took the stage together for the very first time at Atlantic City's Club 500.
This was 1946, you said?
1946. One later went on to croon, and the other made almost everybody swoon with his silliness.
I know exactly.
All except the French. name this comedy duo.
I got that one, baby.
Yes, you do. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL, because on this very day, 1946, two men took the stage together for the very first time at Atlantic City's Club 500. Mm-hmm. One went on to croon. One went on to make us feel swoon. Silly, silly, silly. Name the team.
They were really good together.
Yes, but that chemistry worked. Name the team.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Brian Burnham is an assistant scoutmaster with Boy Scout Troop 845 and a three-time veteran of cross-country cycling, all benefiting the UNC Limeburger Cancer Center. He and a group of scouts are at it again.
Actually calling in from West Yellowstone National Park right now, or the town of West Yellowstone, just west of the park. We just finished riding across it yesterday and are starting 3 days off here to try to get some rest. We've been on the road here for, I think, about 45 days now, riding from Maryland to where we are is about 2,200 miles.
This summer, it's the Maryland to Oregon Lucky 13. Brian Burnham is today's WCHL hometown hero.
This is actually, I think, our fourth trip for Troop 845 going across the country. And so the guys are kind of used to every couple of years we do a cross-country bike trip. And we've been doing it for the Limeburger Cancer Center.
I know that you had a fundraising goal of $30,000. What's that money going to be used for?
Limeburger uses it for cancer research. Also, this year, for every $15,000 that we raise, they send one of their pediatric oncology patients to Victory Junction. So we wanted to raise $30,000 and send two kids to Victory Junction, which as of last week, we hit our $30,000 goal. I don't know if we'll make $45,000 in the next couple weeks, but we'll see.
Brian says he and the Lucky 13 crew are being well-received wherever they go.
People are taking this in a lot. We made a scouting magazine blog, and so along the way, people have either read about us or know that we're coming, and so they volunteer to either take us in or buy us dinner or things like that. So we've met a lot of people that way, stayed with people along the way, gotten showers, laundry, dinners, things like that. It's interesting to just meet different troops and different families across the country and kind of share stories and interact with them a little bit.
Wherever you are, people are people.
Yes, indeed.
You want to contribute or just keep up with these guys?
Our website is lucky13biketrip.com. If you're a Twitter follower, you can follow us at lucky13biketrip. We have kind of daily updates going out through Twitter, and you can also donate online. There's a donate now link right there, and so you can donate via credit card online or write a check to Limeburger that way. There's a live feed of how much we've raised on the website, and then there's photos from our trip.
There isn't a single rider on the Lucky 13 crew who hasn't had a family member or friend fight a battle with cancer, so it's a very serious effort, but all the guys are having a blast.
I just enjoy the trip. I enjoy the camaraderie of being out here. I mean, there's anywhere from 10 to 15 people each time. It's the way I get to know all the cyclists and everything out here. It's been great.
It's amazing. Congratulations to you, Brian Burnham, and also to Boy Scout Troop 845 and the Lucky 13. And Brian, continued safe travels.
All right, thank you very much.
Brian Burnham is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:58, a couple of minutes until 7 o'clock.
Freddie Cocker asking a question this morning about comedic duos.
Yes.
Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
That would be absolutely correct.
They were really good together.
Yeah.
I mean, they made movies together and everything.
Yeah. It's a minute before 7 o'clock at WCHL. We got so many phone calls this morning. Everybody knew the answer to this question, but the first one to get in was Gary Wachuzo of Chapel Hill. He gets a Swap Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
A 30% chance of rain this morning, and high today about 83 degrees.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.